107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's 8:12. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
What's happening? Today, cloudy. We got some rain this morning. I don't think so. I think maybe that rain's done. They always give thee these forecasts, and they talk about, like, early morning. It's supposed to be sunny today, high of 70.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take it.
Tonight, clear, cooler, low of 42. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high of 58. And then Wednesday, cloudy, chance for some rain in the afternoon, high of 48. So dipping down a little bit. But today, going to be gorgeous.
Mm.
Going to be gorgeous.
Even though it's Monday, it's going to be a nice day.
Yeah, why can't it be like this all day? Sunday was nice. Saturday was pretty nice, so.
Why can't Monday just be like a dude that we can beat the hell out of?
And hey, Monday!
Every office should have a guy, and his job is just to get beat up on Monday.
So it looks like here you're applying for a position. The only position we have open is Monday.
Wait, Monday? Is that, do I work Monday? Well, yeah, in a sense.
Yeah, in a sense. But you're going to play the part of Monday.
So you know, how are you?
You have a glass jaw by chance?
How are you with getting punched in the face constantly throughout the day? Maybe a few slaps,
all right.
Shin kicks, a few nut punches.
He gets paid a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be willing to give a little bit of my paycheck up.
Yeah, what would you get beaten the hell out of for being Monday for? What would your fee be?
Fee?
25 an hour?
It depends on, I think it's different, but like, okay, gut shot, maybe like $5.
About $10 a bruise.
$10 a bruise? I don't know. Just look like a bruised banana by the end of the day. I don't know. It'd have to be, like I said, nut shots would be more expensive. Head shots would be a decent price.
Yeah.
Maybe a little slap on the back.
And then Friday, it will just be a hot chick. It's like the complete opposite.
Complete opposite.
You know?
We love you, Friday. Friday, you're the best. Money's just like, what? Ah, it's ridiculous. Still got until I'm 65 of this crap.
All right.
Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Gilson Cycle.
Police in Fresno, California are trying to track down a thief who stole a chainsaw from a hardware store.
Hmm?
Now, you'd think that'd be pretty hard to do to steal a chainsaw, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a small piece of equipment, mm-hmm. right? You're not throwing just something in your pocket.
Yeah, you can't really smuggle that out of the old shop.
Well, he was able to. He got away with it. Uh-huh. They're still looking for him. They got surveillance video. The guy shoved the chainsaw down his pants.
Really? Please tell me that thing didn't fire up.
No.
Somehow.
He picked up the chainsaw, shoved it down the front of his pants, and then he calmly walked out of the store. I mean, does this say, that's a good-sized chainsaw, too. Look at the size of that thing. Look at that.
Which kind of saw was it? Was it called a Husqvarna?
Look at that. Dude, just right down the pants, and he pulls the jacket over top, makes it look like he's got a gut. Dude, I hope that thing didn't have any blades on it.
Oh, man. But that thing would have fired up somehow. It was like an electric chainsaw. Oh. Yeah, that guy.
Dude, that's a ballsy move.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. Or a lost ballsy move.
Right.
If the wrong, they're still looking for him. They're asking people, hey, if you know who this guy is, just buy the damn chainsaw.
It's funny, he was listening to the Lumberjack while he was doing it, too.
Jackal's his favorite band. Yeah. He's actually in a Jackal cover band, and he was just trying to get a new thing for his act.
WTF of the day is brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Stop by Gilson Cycle on Pipestone in Benton Harbor to get your motorcycle ready for the season.
The weather's been insane. Rock 107 WIRX. Yeah. 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 I don't know. Kiki's here as well.
Yeah,
I am here.
Kiki Mickelson.
Yeah. Can I talk about our stupid argument we had yesterday?
Yes.
No.
we got into an argument about a bath mat.
Okay,
it was so funny.
But Brock was missing the principle. He just kept bringing up the fact that this is so dumb. It's a bath rub. But it wasn't about the bath rub. And that's what some men just don't understand. That there's the principle I'm trying to get through about how he argues and how he questions the facts that I am bringing to
him. I know we were going to say congrats to our Mellencamp winner, but real quick, okay, there was a bath, you said bath rub.
Bath rug.
You said rub twice.
I said rub.
I want a bath rub.
That's
whatever. Anyways, bath rub.
I've had one of those before. So the bath mat that we have, we washed it, and it got stuck. Okay, I have done two loads of laundry. You what? You bite your tongue, woman.
Because that
I'm
was the whole
story.
Facts. The whole facts was that I'm the one that physically washed it because he had it, you know, setting
and
out to wash it like
that
separate.
Time, we're literally going to have the same argument we had yesterday.
Okay, go ahead.
So I have done two loads of laundry since then.
How about this? I'll tell you who's in the right.
All right, perfect. All right, so.
Give me your point, then give me your point.
So. Okay. She did that load of laundry with the bath mat, okay? Mm-hmm. I have done two loads of laundry since.
Right.
Now, apparently that bath mat was in there and didn't see it because it was stuck somehow in the dryer up on top.
Which is how we found it last night.
Yeah.
So not somehow. It was. It was stuck. It was like it lined the dryer and you couldn't see it.
Now, her.
Everything out. It's gone.
Okay. Hold on. Her, in her all-knowingness, was like, Brock, it is in there, which made me feel crazy because I'm like, I have done two loads of laundry. There is no bath mat in there.
Yeah, so then I changed it to say, well, then you must have put it somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I physically put it in the dryer. Yeah, that's a fact. That's I'm pretty sure.
And
fact,
for
right?
a fact, I did not touch it. So I'm telling my fact, my reality with
but
hers.
But that's a memory. That's a memory thing.
Yeah,
that's not fact.
Okay, so you put it in. He did two loads and it was still in there and you were pissed off.
And he didn't find it. He didn't find it. So he's just saying it never existed in the dryer. And I'm saying, but I put it in there myself. And it was in there.
None of
but
you are wrong.
It was stuck. It was stuck.
None of you were in the wrong.
See, thank you. Like I said, it was just a weird thing.
But the reason
if the bath mat wouldn't have stuck, he would have had it out.
Exactly.
You know, it's not your fault.
All
because
I asked for him was that, and this is the kind of thing that I just want us to work on with arguments, is that all he had to say was, you know what? I didn't see it. So let me help you look for it.
I think I did say that like 30 times.
But he said, basically, you're a liar.
Yeah.
And it doesn't exist in
maybe
the dryer.
Maybe at one point
and
I said.
Like, but I put it in there.
I think
so
at one point.
So you either moved it or it's still in there. And guess what? It was still in there.
You guys are great. I love your petty arguments. It's hilarious.
The big picture is. That's why I love marriage. The fact that you can have an argument over a disappearing bath mat.
Damn it! It's not in there!
Literally just yelling. I think at one point I'm like, you're a lying bitch!
This is it.
So what happened between you two?
And this goes back to, I don't know how my folks did it, because at some point, you know, I know numerous times my mom saying, if I go in there and find it.
I know.
My God, did one of you guys cheat on each other? What happened? What happened? You guys are really heated.
Yeah. How'd you and Carol break up? Bath mat.
What's a bath mat?
We have to burn the bath mat now. Get a new one because now it's tainted.
Yeah, every time I'm gonna get out of the shower later after a nice shower, nice scrub. I'm gonna look at that bath mat. And I'm just gonna go, hey, where are you?
Damn. So here's a real question.
Yeah.
Did you peel it out of the dryer?
I did. I went back down to look for
it. Is
it
ruined? Is it melted?
No, it's good.
No,
still good.
It is good. I'm surprised.
Unlike our marriage, it's fine.
Yes.
Unlike our marriage, it's intact.
It's like that memory foam. So I'm surprised it's not all sorts of. You know, messed up.
All right.
It's a real nice one.
Hey. You were wrong.
That's why I didn't want to lose it.
And I was wrong.
Hey, you know what? It's relatable because all married couples argue over the stupidest thing.
Here's what. If you got into an argument with your significant other over something stupid, I want you to call them today and say, I'm sorry. I love you. Even though I was right, I apologize.
No, do not say that. Right. It makes it worse.
We'll announce our winner here in just a little bit because we got distracted again by that damn bath mat.
But first, before, apologize to each other, would you?
We already did.
Did you?
Yeah, we did last night.
I'm
sorry you were mistaken.
I'm sorry you didn't find the bath rug.
Your comedian today is Hannibal Buress.
Take a break.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Our golf champ, Kiki.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah,
smoking the boys.
Hunter had a great game.
Yeah.
No one beat Hunter.
Hunter got 69.
69. Yes.
And then I got 68.
Oh, you bastard.
On the first nine.
Which is still really good.
But you start, I was saying, like, after the first four holes, I think I was only beating you by one stroke.
Yeah.
Like, you were crushing.
At one point, I was beating you by one stroke. No, that was the first four. And then after that, you caught up and you beat me.
So,
yeah, that's right.
Is the reason that you played so well is because I ripped on women playing golf last week?
Hey, probably.
It's a good chance.
The competitive spirit just really came out, and I wanted to blow you guys away.
Okay, so for all the women out there and all the women that play golf, I'm sorry.
Attaboy.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I shouldn't have said that. And you know what? You stepped it up for the women on Saturday.
And the boys were like, why aren't you playing on the girls' team? And I said, because, first of all, I'm lazy, and I don't want to walk that much farther up.
If she would have played on the girls' tee, I wouldn't have beat her.
Seriously.
Right.
It was unbelievable.
I was telling Brock this morning, all right, first tee, you rip one off the tee. We're all going nuts.
Like, all right, beginner's luck.
I get in the cart, and I'm like, ah, nice, she caught one. She caught one.
Right,
she swung at it, and she caught it. Mm-hmm. She's gonna be happy for the rest of the round. Second shot. Oh, God. Okay, she caught two. All right, here we go. Next hole. Okay, so she caught three. Wow, this is incredible.
Man. She came to play.
By the ninth hole, I'm like, why don't you play golf?
She took that year off just to rest.
You know, you hit a drive like 230 the other day? Most guys can't do that.
No. Not consistently, anyway.
I'm sorry, Kiki. I apologize.
I got to work on my short game. I need y'all's help for my short game.
Yep.
I'm not very good with an iron.
See, and that's just, and then you just got to get out there more. Just do some more practicing. Yep. Quit doing this work stuff while you're, you know, all the time. Come out with us.
You guys need to wait for me. You guys never wait for me. That's why I never golfed last year.
All right. You've played good, but you don't play that good. Slow down there.
Okay, fair enough.
Slow down there. Hey, very nice work.
Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time. We had a big group, and it was a lot of fun over at Pipestone, slanging some balls.
Hey, you know what? I'm putting it out there. Pipestone, best greens in the area. I've played at pretty much every course. I'm telling you.
Yeah. They were good, man.
Mm-hmm. He double cut them the other day, and they are rolling nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So thank you all for out there at Pipestone.
I still don't believe Hunger got a 69, though.
Hey, it's the first time I ever shot in the 60s.
Yeah?
Dude.
Wow.
What do you usually get?
I'm like in
hundreds.
Yeah, shut up. No, not that bad. 80s. Okay. 80s.
Hundreds.
So they weren't lying every time you would shoot. They'd go, best game of his life.
Best game of his life.
Yeah, it really was, though.
Playing the best golf of his life.
I wasn't sure what to make of it. If it was like they were just joking with you, or they do that like every time you play.
They're trying to get in your head, Kiki. That's what's going on.
Oh, Max, dude. Max was just being brutal. He was getting brutal in everyone's head.
Yeah. He did. He got my head one time.
Yeah.
So
yeah. What club are you using?
Kiki was playing so good that Max was trying to get into Kiki's head so she would stop hitting him so well. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Didn't work, though.
Like, damn it, this girl.
When we come back, we're going to say a big congrats to our Melon Camp winner. But for now, we'll just sing Kiki's praises.
Mm-hmm. Little Diddy, about Jack and Diane.
What the hell was that? She must have got a lot of sleep last night. All right, we'll be back right now. Green Day. Good riddance. It's the Plan B Morning Show at WIRX. Booey. Rock 107 WIRX. Brock Hunter.
Hey, if you're going to get that pulled pork, get the mesquite barbecue.
Oh, but see, you can't have too much of that. You got to get that sugar-free barbecue.
Yeah.
We're talking about what I'm going to do for dinner today, which, by the way, Kiki, can you, before we do anything, congrats to our Melon Camp winner.
These poor people are on pins and needles right now.
Who won? Big congrats to Carly How'd you say that? Stanage.
Carly Stanage
of Benton Harbor. She's our big winner. Got herself two tickets to see John Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh, I need a girl,
but it won't drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Little Diddy by Jack and Diane.
Yeah.
Little Pig Hats is for you and me.
Congratulations. What's her name again?
Carly Stanage.
I think it's Stanage.
She's going to have some Stanage in her pants when she finds out she won.
Nope. Well, Carly, if you're listening, we will contact you shortly with all the details of the show, because it's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
And I'm sure there's still tickets available. So if you did not win and you want to go to the show, do so by just going to Miller Auditorium.
Buy them, you peasant.
I'm going to guess that's a .com. I'm not sure what their address is. Just look up Miller Auditorium in Kalamazoo. Yes. You can get your tickets right there for John Mellencamp.
I need a lover that won't drive me crazy. Real quick, can you sing everyone's my praises to everyone about how much awesome cooking I've been doing?
Oh my gosh!
You were a good golfer. Now we need something back.
I know.
Shouldn't be. I should be the good golfer. She should be the good cook. BS.
What you been cooking?
Why is that? Is that because of our?
It's because you're a woman. Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. Yes, you belong in the kitchen.
Wow.
Not on the golf course.
I thought this was, you know, 2019.
No.
This is weird.
No. It's the 50s in our household.
If we have a child, you would stay home. You would be the stay-home.
Honestly, no, that'd be awesome because then the kid would love me and mom would be the meanie. I just get to have fun with a toddler all day. Come on, no.
Isn't that a thing now? Stay-at-home
dads are is growing. It's still not
as big.
Yeah,
but
it's still, it's growing, pretty, absolutely.
Yeah.
You kidding me? Play video games all day with a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bend over, put that DVD in the DVD player.
Hardest job.
Hardest job ever.
Ever.
She comes home. Sitting on the couch in my PJs, drinking wine, watching Real Housewives. Oh, the kid was just awful today.
The kid was terrible.
Well, what's he doing now? Well, he's sleeping. He's been asleep for 8 hours. So, yeah. But still, he was real grouchy this morning.
How was work, honey?
But no, I've been really, because of my schedule.
Okay, your cooking is pretty fantastic. So you've made some very good stuff that I've never had before that I'm pretty in love with.
I made this, it was savory. Basically a deconstructed fish taco, mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah. I made the cabbage with pineapple.
And cucumber.
Uh-huh. Nice. It was, so that was the bed, and then I had tilapia.
Yep.
Nice. I had a nice seasoned
a filet
tilapia.
Filet of fish.
Nice. And then, give me back the filet of fish. And then I made this avocado cream spread. Yeah. Oh my God, Hunter!
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh,
with asparagus,
we actually put that cream on.
What did we put it on, Kiki?
So you explaining how good of a cook you are?
Yeah.
So you've been really. I think it's helpful because I don't like to really cook. I'm more of a, throw a turkey burger on the thing and put the mashed potatoes that are frozen in the freezer in the microwave.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, we'll let Brock cook.
Yeah.
We'll let Brock cook.
I'm fantastic.
I was going to bring this up because Brian is going to text me about your man card and you not having it, not getting it back in about three,
two,
one.
There it is. That bastard. You know what? If making my wife a lovely dinner makes her day easier.
I'll give him his man card.
Yeah, no.
How long
have you? I like that cooking.
Yeah. You did, actually. You showed your appreciation this weekend, for God's sakes. You were in it.
Okay.
Just saying.
That's the breaks.
Just saying.
How long have you been?
When you do things for your lady, like taking care of dinner, it gets you places.
Yeah, that's true.
How long have you been tucking? Because that thing's about to fall off.
I don't need it. You know what? It just gets in the way of the stove anyways. I don't need it. I don't need it. Just lop it off. I can stand closer to the stove without it poking out and just rubbing up against everything. I keep getting burns
really
on the tip.
It's a hazard. I was going to say, it's a hazard at this point.
I got burn marks all over the tip of my donger.
You have been walking pigeon-toed lately.
Let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Just a charred donger. Let's see. I do not have a dumb vocabulary picked up.
Of course.
Let's do...
So, Kiki, it was a good weekend, wasn't it?
It was.
Did you have fun at the fire?
I did. That was a really good time.
Yeah, keep filling time.
It's a little teaser of like what's to come.
I can't
wait for summer.
Next time you need to call some of your girlfriends though. It's getting to be too much of a sausage fest lately.
Yeah.
Well, and also that one chick showed up at the end of the night and I was like, oh, there's another girl here. And I got really excited, but I didn't know her and she was kind of busy. And I felt very alone besides having Amanda there. But
yeah
we when there's some like chicks.
12 dudes and like three girls.
Yeah.
And all of them are taken.
Six holes, six poles.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that your dumb vocab?
I wish it was. No, your dumb vocabulary for today, moon landing.
Moon landing.
Moon landing.
Oh, I know what that is.
What is
when
a moon
you
landing?
Release on a girl's butt?
What? What?
Oh, no. Is that not it?
It's not it. She's underneath the table now. Look at her. She's under the table.
Is that not...
Y'all need Jesus.
Come on. Is it not?
No, Kiki.
Oh, man.
For God's sake.
Learning new things about you every day.
Did you just say
somebody
would you release a good God
lady? It's a family show.
Like your butt, like full moon.
Oh.
Like a full moon.
The moon landed.
My.
I'm going to have a talking to after this show.
What else goes on in that brain of yours?
Oh, Lord.
A moon landing.
I'm going to be in the boss's office.
Yeah.
This, aren't
you That's, are the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but the big boss.
Yeah, send yourself to HR right now.
You know what? Go have a talk with yourself, would you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty funny,
is it
though.
Not? But
no.
You get it, right? Full moon?
Yeah. Oh, no. We got
moon
it.
Moon landing?
Oh, we got it.
Yeah.
No, I can't believe you'd say it. A moon landing. It's what we did back in the 60s. And all this dumb vocabulary isn't always sexual.
Yeah. God.
Okay.
Moon landing is when we took the rover up there and we landed on it.
Moon landing is when you bend over and your naked butt touches another naked butt.
Ah.
Is it really?
It's when two naked butts touch.
Mine was so much better. It should be mine. You should, you know, that's something that you could, like, yell out.
What? Moon landing!
And I'm done.
Someone to do that now. Not on me. Just like,
apparently, we're going to do an Apollo 13 role play in the bedroom later.
Oh, my gosh.
All right,
this
honey.
Is a beautiful plot to a new movie.
All right. You ready for the moon landing?
Right?
Yeah, give it to me, Daddy. Give me that moon landing. Right. For God's sakes, Kristen.
Whatever.
I'm using your real name.
That was brilliant. I freaking love it.
Call me Neil. Call me Neil. Yes. How's that zero gravity?
Can you find a space suit?
I'm going to get you a little flag so you can put it on her back.
Now listen to me.